Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of McMillan and Morrow. I'm Dr. Sean McMillan. This is my co-host, Rich Morrow.
What up, what up?
Lovely sweater you have on there.
Thank you so much.
Or is that a sweater, sweatshirt?
Go. Yeah, it's a crew neck.
Very nice, very nice. And listen, you know what we do around here. Travel the globe, across the country, finding interesting things, people doing interesting things, because people are ultimately...
Very interesting.
There you go. And so, thank you for tuning in. Settle down, settle in, get comfortable, and
reach. That's what I'm trying to do right now. I feel like my shirt is.
You're adjusting over there.
Yeah, I'm just getting adjusted. You know, you got to make sure everything's
trying to get
order.
Thirsty.
Showing a little ab.
A little ab.
Not too just much show it all.
Not too much, though.
Let's pump up our ratings.
Not
the
payment for that.
See?
All right.
Okay.
We're going to start off with some questions today. We haven't been able to ask our. Answer some of these questions of our fans lately. First question is for both of us. What's your favorite thing about the other? Oh, that should be good.
About each other?
Yeah.
Yep.
You go
I
first.
Just explained that on the last episode at the end.
I don't remember you saying anything that remotely sounded like a favorite.
Favorite thing about Doc? I would have to say... without trying to be funny, because part of me wants to make a joke. But my favorite thing about you, I would have to say, is the fact that you have a very pure heart when it comes to everything I feel like that has to do with people's well-being. I've never seen you judge or have an opinion about anything that I felt like wasn't sound and morally just. And I love that about you because I feel like I can talk to you about anything and get a real response that I know I can build off of and actually grow from. I don't think I have too many people in my life that I feel like trust to that extent because it takes someone I feel like that's just as intelligent, if not more intelligent than you, for you to get that kind of respect out of, you know, for someone. So I respect you for always being that person in my life. From the day we met, honestly, it's been... You've been that person that's always kept me moving in the direction that you have always seen me going in and spoken life into me and known how to speak to my soul and, you know, not make me feel less than regardless of any circumstance I've been in, how well I'm doing, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think that that's probably my favorite thing is that I know no matter what, I'm gonna get the real from Doc and it's going to be coming from a place of genuine love.
Well, that was nice.
That was a good answer. Could have made it more clear, but yeah.
That was more than what I expected.
I know. It's usually more than what you expect from me. That's the problem that you usually have with me. Be giving you too much.
Like how you just erased everything.
No, but that's the only thing that ever criticized.
So what I like most about you is, and I don't mean this pejoratively, is you have a boyish optimism and charm.
Okay.
And I think that's endearing.
Appreciate that.
Whereas I'm a bit more serious.
Yeah.
Sometimes some may say sullen. You are optimistic, you know, just.
It could change any minute for the better, the best of everything.
Yeah, I mean, you just always.
Yeah. Glass half. I mean,
yeah, four. you're like a puppy.
I am.
Every time
I tell people this all the time and they really don't believe me. I'm like, I'm genuinely like a puppy in a human body.
Every time you see them, you're happy, you know.
Which is crazy because I'm usually not always happy.
Well, of course, nobody is.
I know, but.
But I'm just saying it's that charm, the optimism. It's very refreshing to be around someone that's not dour.
Yeah.
And just,
I hate that.
You know, just someone who's just committed to being melancholy.
Being miserable.
You know, miserable and melancholy. for yeah. not for no reason, but mm-hmm. you know, for endless.
Yeah.
You know, you can, I've had conversations with you in the mm-hmm. morning and you was just falling apart.
Yeah.
And then I talked to you late afternoon and you're giggling. And I'm like, what are you laughing at? You know, I'm still worried about it. You have to get me. I'm like, what are you laughing at?
Because sometimes you
call me and
laugh.
Got me all worried. You somewhere giggling. Remember that?
Because I can't cry for too long, you
but,
know?
But that's what I like. I like yeah. the fact that you have the ability to just, you know, let it go.
I like hearing that because that reminds me that that's something I got to make sure that I lean into more of when I don't feel that way because... When you say it, it brings up naturally all the times I don't feel that way, which is not what this is about.
Yeah, but not feeling that way is a part of the journey.
You're right.
It's a part. You don't have. I mean, mm-hmm. when you don't feel, there are times when I don't feel intelligent.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had to ask somebody the other day to add something up. Because I'm not good at math. Like, I'm just not good at math.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm like, boy, Sean,
you just really... add it up for me.
Yeah, I was like, Sean, you really are a dummy. You know? But that's a part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a part. It's okay not to always be your self,
best,
as it
best,
were.
Yeah.
But your default setting is joy and optimism.
I love that for me.
So if I love that for me.
I'm like, I love that for me.
I love that for you, too.
I love
you
that.
You know, so if all things being equal and sacred and safe, you would be joyful and optimistic every day.
I agree.
Whereas I wouldn't.
Sometimes you just like sitting in whatever you're sitting in. And
you know,
I respect that too because I'm like, at least I know. Some people try to hide it and be something else just because they feel like they got to cater to other people. You don't have none of that. I ain't never seen somebody more independently themselves than you probably for sure. Look at us giving each other our flowers. Look at us. Who would have thought? Look at us.
Is this a real question?
No, it was a real question. What's your favorite thing about the other?
Can I just say this? And okay. As somebody who's involved in the show, the thing I can say both about you is the courage to be vulnerable. Like you both go into this together and you go into these alleys of thought, which are, I know, uncomfortable at times, and you both do it with such grace and you really enliven each other's spirit. So it's really great to watch. I know this wasn't posed to me, but I was just like, the one thing that between you two is the courage to be on screen like this and to be vulnerable. And it's so refreshing to see. And I don't think it's seen very often. So
appreciate that, Tyler. That was Tyler, by the way. Shout out to Tyler, our producer over here.
Our representative of white folks.
Thank you so much for that, Tyler.
Just talking to white guy.
Oh, no, Tyler's a good guy.
Yeah, he is. And yeah, we're thankful for him. Next question.
Yeah.
This is, I feel like, a silly question for you. Do you believe in the power of prayer? Examples.
They want examples?
Yeah, and it wasn't even directed to either one of us, but I would rather ask you that question of an example of maybe prayer working out for you, maybe prayer not working out for you, maybe...
Well, most of my prayers ain't worked out. let's just establish that right now.
Hey, don't do that because there's a lot of prayers that have worked out.
No, I didn't say all.
You don't want to devalue.
I didn't say all, but I got to be honest.
Most?
Listen.
Or just a few ones that you wish came true the most.
Listen, some of them prayers didn't need to be answered. Looking back on them. But do I believe in the power of prayer? Well, yes. And it depends on what you mean by the power of prayer.
Okay.
I don't necessarily believe always. Do I believe that there's a God? Yes. Do I believe we should mm-hmm. appeal to God? I do. Mm-hmm. Do I believe that God intervenes? Yes. Do I believe mm-hmm. God is indifferent, objective, a deist who leaves the world to unwind itself? No. I believe that the divine is invested and the divine is involved. Can I move the divine? I think so. I think I have before.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm certain I have. Do we have favor,
mm-hmm.
grace? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But that's different sometimes than the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The power of prayer for me isn't always, can I pray for something and then God does what I pray mm-hmm. for or does something similar to what I ask for. Sometimes the power of prayer is to reduce a problem down to language.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what prayer allows you to do is to take something indescribable emotionally and put it into words.
Conceptualize it.
And even if the prayer doesn't get answered, mm-hmm. prayer has been powerful.
You've answered yourself a
question. It's done its work.
Yeah.
And the work is to give you perspective and distance mm-hmm. from the thing you couldn't even talk about.
Even if it's just talking to God about it.
To me, that is part of the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So mm-hmm. I think most people underestimate that side of it.
But most people probably don't even think of that side of it.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But now, people, we can all think about it together. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I do believe in the power of prayer, and I pray all the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe not formally, mm-hmm. you know, like...
Sometimes I just pray in my head.
Now I lay me down to sleep.
I literally just pray in my head.
Yeah, you just, you know, just like, Lord, if you feel like helping...
If you are so inclined.
I feel like being helped. You know, all the time. I think it's a... It's a spiritual journey.
I think it's healthy too. It's
constantly talking to something greater.
Yeah, and I think to build on what you said, for me answering that question, in a short answer, yes, I do believe in the power of prayer. But like you said, I believe in it for not just the prayers being answered, but more so for what it does for me in terms of almost building on what Tyler said a little bit, being able to be vulnerable. Being able to acknowledge certain things that otherwise I probably wouldn't, and having that security and knowing that there's somebody I can always talk to about it. And that for me is very, very powerful because it's taken me out of the fear of showing up for myself, acknowledging who I am and owning all parts of that, but also being able to be vulnerable and knowing that I'm gonna be okay, you know, and not, it's not gonna kill me. You have to remind me of that sometimes too. you be like, it's not gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Are you alive? Can you breathe? Are you eating? You got a house still? Can you walk?
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what we gotta get reduced to really understand what's important in life. Or otherwise we get caught up in all of this stuff that ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you feel that. Okay, we got one more question.
Okay.
Our viewer says, I feel like much of my family is so stuck in their ways. Do you think most people stop changing after their 40s? I'm not 40 yet, so I can only speak from a third person perspective, but I'd like to hear your thoughts being of age.
You said that with a kind of relief.
Yeah, I mean, I got some time. I'm gonna get there, God willing.
Huh. Do I feel people stop changing after their 40s? No.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't think you really become more fully who you are until after your 40s. I think really? I think it takes that long to really come into ownership
of everything.
Most
things.
Almost everything.
Yeah.
Listen. The question is a good question. I celebrate the question.
Mm-hmm.
It denotes the change is at the level of personality. Whereas I understand change as an ontological condition, a part of the structure of existence.
It's changing.
So if you ain't changing after your 40s, it means because you're dead.
You're not living, yeah.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Life is constantly requiring
you. It's impossible not to change
to make adjustments and to have to think differently.
I agree.
So absolutely you're changing. The question is, what kind of changes are you actually making?
Are they
changes in your best interest?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the kind of changes that serve you? The current you, not the you used to be.
Because
you can make decisions in your 40s that make sense in your 20s, but you ain't there no more.
Yeah.
So
therefore, it's a terrible decision your 40s sometimes.
I think that absolutely people are changing. Yeah. And growing is probably more the word that they're asking me to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the hard part about being 40 or older is that you can actively work really hard on choosing not to grow.
Yeah.
And you can be really good at it.
And no one's going to stop you at that age.
And nobody's going to stop you at that age because who's going to stop a 40-year-old?
Unless you put yourself in a position.
So the question is not, do people grow and change after once they're 40? The question is really, what are the things that make people want to continue to grow and change.
Once they get there.
Because knowing that is how you feed the growth and the change.
So does that
so,
become...
So here's my answer to that. You have to know what your reasons are. Mm-hmm. You have to know why it is you're trying, not just what you're trying to do, but why you're trying to do a certain thing. What is your relationship to the goal? People have goals, but they're not clear about their relationship to the goal. What does it mean to you to have this business, to write this book, to get this part, to do whatever it is you're trying to do? Because the relationship is where the real value is.
Yeah.
If you're waiting to reach a goal for it to become valuable and you think that the success is the value, then you're going to be disappointed after you succeed.
Every time.
Because it's not going to be, it's not, it's, once, once the party's over, it's over. But if the thing represents something, and if your connection to the thing has some significance to you,
be specific.
Then it never loses its value. Because I wasn't just trying to write a book. I was trying to erase a generational curse. And that's something you can always be proud of.
I agree.
Whether the book sells or not. You get what I'm saying? So again, I'm going to say to the to this question, be very clear. Yes, people can grow after they're 40. You have to grow because you have to change because change is a part of the structure of existence. But what are your reasons?
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are most people everyday people, not actors?
Okay.
Are most people character actors or method actors?
I think.
That was a good question.
That's a very good question.
I could host this show.
I would say most people that I know, because I only can speak for myself, but most people that I know are playing a role that they don't want to play.
That's good.
And it's sad
don't go past that. Just before you get to pontificating.
I got you.
That was good. That was really good.
Because you felt it. It's true.
Most people. Put that on the bottom of the screen.
I got a quote, y'all. I got a quote.
Most people are playing a role they don't want to play. Okay.
And I think that's part of the reason why you've seen me so joyous in different, you know, a majority of the things you've seen me doing is because I know at the bare root of it all, God has blessed me in positions where I've actually been able to do things that I genuinely want to do.
Right, this is a role you want to play.
In my life as a whole, I've gotten to be a star athlete. I've gotten to go to college somewhere that I never dreamed of, you know, being able to actually be and have it happen. I've been able to see myself in movie theaters and have people acknowledge my presence all around the world for just being myself. And that was my dream.
I think most people are character actors.
And that character is same as that.
Most people are trying to inhabit someone else's
life.
They're not method actors, in as you've described it. They're not method actors in the sense that they bring their authentic selves to a particular scene, and they're trying to figure out how to adjust who they really are to the conditions of the scene. Most people are not doing that. They are trying
to be someone
to recreate what the manner is, which how you described it was perfect. the mannerisms, the speech patterns, mm-hmm. the reactions, even the laugh of what they've seen other mm-hmm. people do.
And that's acting. You never want to get caught acting, because that's the minute that you lose people. The minute you're watching something, you could tell someone's acting. I guarantee you, you zone out and you lose.
Yes, but I've taken it out of mm-hmm. entertainment, because the point I'm making,
it's in and out of it too,
is that everyday people mm-hmm. are character actors.
Exactly.
Like when I'm
but that's why you're not drawn to
when I'm on people. When I'm on my favorite platform that you guys know, mm-hmm. TikTok.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Pornhub. I'm playing.
He's method acting.
I couldn't help myself. I really couldn't.
Well, first of all, you can go to Twitter for that.
See, look.
You don't have to go.
Y'all think I don't know this man.
You don't have to go to Pornhub, okay? Go to Twitter. Videos are shorter.
And nobody here, I gotta delete your history. Yeah,
right. Created based on your interest.
Right. Yeah. You get what you need quicker. Yeah. All right. I was trying to be elevated.
Are you
and this one drugged me back down.
I can't help myself with
debauchery.
You sometimes. It's so fun.
Debauchery and sin.
It's so fun. I'm sorry.
Back to our originally scheduled programming. So I think most people, and Aaron, I saw you shaking your head. Because you agree, right? I think most people are character actors.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just...
You put it the perfect way.
Oh, no. Here's what I was saying before you went into Pornhub. you go on Twitter. Not Twitter. You go on TikTok.
Look at you. Shut up.
I'm about to tell on myself. Let me get my words.
You done already did that. Go for it. TikTok.
And everybody sounds like everybody else. They all talk the same, for real,
mm-hmm.
gang. I mean, they all slime. They all sound the same. It's like, why do you people not think individuality mm-hmm. is an asset anymore?
The more exposed I get to the world, the less I value all of that stuff.
They're all playing a character, mm-hmm. a role, because it gives them safety, security, mm. Mm-hmm. attention, all the things that it may come along.
Sometimes
with it.
It's a defense.
But what mm-hmm. it won't give them is originality.
Freedom. Mm.
And that is ultimately the point of every living thing.
Being human.
Of everything.
Yeah.
You know? And
even every dog has its own personality.
But you said something that I think is so sad.
It's sad.
That most people are playing roles they don't want to play.
It's
is
sad.
It time for a break or something?
It can be.
Mm-hmm.
People
Let
think
people
about
marinate
that.
On that one.
We got to go to a break on that, because that'll make you think, won't it? Ask yourself this question: am I playing the role that I really want to play? We'll be right back.
Be right back, people.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everybody. He's putting his headphone on. I'm already into the technology, as you see. Headphones. And you know what that means? It means we have a video.
Let me preface. This first video, it's what it's like when Sean tries to get an answer from Rich during a therapy
ADHD.
Question.
This is definitely me. So, oh, man. Here we go. For those of y'all that don't know, I actually am diagnosed with ADHD. I actually do have it. So,
well, now I feel bad.
I don't be faking it.
Look at me. Hold on. Just look and stand still. Let me ask you a question. You looking at me?
Yes.
If you was on a boat right now, look at me.
I was on the boat.
Look, you just... Let me ask you the question.
Shh. On the boat.
Listen, let me ask you a question. If you was on a boat, look at me. If you was on a boat full of chocolate and bananas.
Wait.
Listen. Just listen.
No.
Just
wait.
Listen.
The boat.
When I was on the boat,
it was a shark under the water, so I had to swim away.
Okay, but Devon, listen to what I'm saying. If you was on a boat and it was covered in chocolate and bananas.
Wait, what is that?
What would you eat first?
I eat donuts.
Oh my gosh. Devon.
Donuts and
Devon.
Devon.
If you was on a boat with chocolate and bananas, what would you eat first, the chocolate or the bananas?
The chocolate.
Okay, thank you.
No.
I love that little kid.
Are you sure that ain't a video of me?
I love that kid so much.
My mom probably needed so much patience with me when I was little.
That little kid is perfect.
Oh, man.
Have you ever had to just like grab someone by the face, like
eyes?
Look at
eyes. I had to do that to a stalker once.
A stalker
in Australia. I had a stalker out there, and I had to literally like, it was like she was seeing through me. I was like eyes. Like I need you to like really listen to what I'm about to tell you right now because this is.
I've never heard this story.
Most people haven't heard this story for good reason. All of my Young Rock cast members that were with us definitely remember this story. But yeah. We got one more story
or one more video. These things are annoying.
Oh, but yeah. So she got very strangely intoxicated out of nowhere. She met us on a boat. We were on the boat taking a ferry, and we could not get rid of this girl. I'm talking about we got off the boat. Hi, it was nice to meet you. Bye. She stuck with us, and all she wanted was to know where Rich was going. And I'm like... I didn't realize this was happening at first because I'm friendly. She approached me on the boat, wanted to take pictures, blah,
friendly,
blah, blah.
Friendly, see?
The video. We're American
keep
actors
going,
in Australia.
Keep going.
So out of nowhere.
It's like the kid, right?
Yeah, out of nowhere. We are on our way back to our hotel. This girl is still with us walking, not leaving. We're trying to stop in stores and make a diversion. Like, all right, we got stuff to do. Couldn't get rid of her. She comes back to the hotel. Literally, we say we're going to go change. We got stuff to go do. She's sitting in the lobby. She's not leaving. We try to go to the pool. She comes up to the pool. We're like, what is going on? And by the time she got to the pool, she was like blackout drunk or something or off of something. Something changed from the lobby to when we saw her in the pool. And at that point, I'm like, all right, I'm not trying to catch no case in Australia. We got to find a way to separate ourselves
video,
from this girl because ain't no telling what could happen. So
yesterday was a man.
Where's Rich yelling? I love him. Da da da. I had to grab her by her face.
The video.
Downstairs. I took her downstairs to the lobby and was. I had to tell people at the front desk to do not let this girl upstairs again. I grabbed her by her face and I said, "Look, you are a sweet person, but I cannot allow you to stay at our hotel with us. I'm sorry." And she bust out crying. She kept on losing focus. Start talking about her whole family and all of the stuff going on in her life. I was like, eyes. She just kept on. And I was like, you have to stay right here. And what we resulted to was all of us went downstairs and acted like we were going to go get food. And once we got, you know, far enough from the hotel, we all just started sprinting to the car. And we kind of left her on the sidewalk. And she was sitting on the sidewalk with her legs crossed when we pulled out of the parking garage that we parked in around the corner. But I had to like gather her focus to even get her to just stop walking for a second and, you know, listen to me. And she was like a stalker, like bad. Showed up to the hotel multiple times afterwards. Luckily, I told the front desk. But yeah, one stalker story.
You got more?
Yeah. We all have.
That was one of the bad ones, though. But yeah, I was really worried that this girl was like not going to leave me alone. And we had to stay there. So I'm like, she knows where we stay now. We wasn't trying to have her find out, but she would not.
I missed the beginning.
Alone.
So
we met on a ferry, and she just followed us the rest of the day. We didn't make it back to the hotel till like 4 hours after we met her. but we just couldn't get rid of her. And like, what are we gonna do? We can't go stiff arm her and take off. You know what I mean? It was almost like, all right, cool. There's like five or six of us, but she just wouldn't leave us.
That's where you lost.
Yeah.
What do you mean you can't stiff arm her? And y'all, come on.
She wasn't, it just would have felt
she bad. Wasn't friends with none of y'all, right?
Not before that, but she was being friendly. It wasn't like she was
okay,
like,
hold on. Let's role play. Aaron, you're the stalker. I'm Rich. We meet on the ferry. We're about to get off the ferry.
Yeah.
And we don't know you, and you're about to come. All right? So you want to come with me. You're stalking me. Ask me, can you come? Go.
Sean, can I come?
Have you lost your damn mind? Not only can you not come, but if you attempt to follow us, I'm going to call the police.
But why not? I love you.
That's not something that's even at stake right now. You're not coming. I don't want to see you again. And that's how that goes.
You need to stay here.
Can we do this for the next 10 minutes?
I said that, though. I promise you, I said this stuff.
I'm coming.
I said all of this stuff, and she was like, it was like talking to a brick wall. She didn't care about nothing.
But that's the point. Okay, maybe it was
mind you, the ferry we were taking.
Of course it was.
Yeah,
drugs.
She was on something.
The ferry took us to an island first. So mind you, we were on this island and I visited a whole friend of mine that I hadn't seen in years. And then we went back from the island back to Sydney, the mainland.
But she was
and
in
she
the
stayed
cab.
With us that whole time.
But that's my she Who was in the cab with you?
We were walking.
Oh, so she was just following.
She would not let us go. We were going in random stores, acting like we cared
different.
About stuff.
I thought y'all let her in the cab because you felt bad. Now, I was about to say
we
to
were
you,
tourists in Australia, just living our lives. Mind you, there's like four movie stars, and you know
that's what you get.
How different would it have been if it was a dude?
Like, bro, if you don't get the hell on,
he'd be in the water.
I would have been nice initially. But after a certain point, it's like, all right, bro, what we doing?
Yeah.
You got to back up.
But I love you.
You know, when it's a woman, she was being, I mean, I'm talking about, she got real loosey-goosey, too. I think somebody gave her something at the hotel, like she was probably talking to another group of people or something. Because it was crazy. She came upstairs, and all of a sudden, it was like her eyes was rolling, and we looking at each other like, we got to get rid of this girl. Now.
How did she know what room you were in?
She didn't. Mm. She came to the pool.
Oh, okay.
And was trying to get back to people's rooms. We ain't like that.
That's good. At least you were a gentleman, because a lot of guys would have taken advantage of
this. And mind you, she wasn't ugly.
Oh, she was attractive.
Well, Rich don't talk to ugly people.
She wasn't super attractive, but she wasn't ugly.
She wasn't ugly.
She wasn't ugly. Somebody in the group would have did it had the circumstances not been what they were, probably. But
somebody in the group.
Somebody in the group would have. It wouldn't have been me. I wouldn't have. She
somebody. Somebody would have.
Somebody
engaged.
It wouldn't have been me, though.
It wouldn't have been you.
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's go to the video.
We should go to this next video.
We're going to come back to people. We're coming back to this subject, okay? You know how we normally.
I can't believe I told that story on the air, by the way. There's more details.
No, we normally do philosophy and. You know, deep thinking on this show.
Sometimes.
Not this segment. Okay? I'm descending into gossip. Welcome to the Sean McMillan Gossip Hour. We're coming back to gossip right after this video.
Blue table talk.
Yeah, blue table talk.
The video, the TikTok video that just broke me yesterday was a man holding up a squirrel like this by the arms.
It
was
squirrel?
A squirrel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was docile. And then he yells, he's like, oh my gosh, you're so cute. And he holds it up to his face. Mm-hmm. And what would you expect from a squirrel video with someone saying, this wild squirrel is so cute and holding it up
like
to the face?
Biting
his nose, leaving weight, struggling, something like that. Mm-hmm. Instead, what happens is this man plants a full eye closed kiss on the mouth of this wild squirrel. And what would you expect the squirrel to do in this situation?
To turn into a handsome prince.
Metamorphosize.
Kiss Mac.
Well, you'd be right. It closes its eyes and leans in for the kiss. I couldn't believe it. It was so many layers of shock that I couldn't believe it.
Look at that face. Look at that face. Oh, I'm in love.
Tyler, get your people. They tripping.
That was
don't squirrels get rabies?
That was definitely a Tyler video.
Don't squirrels get rabies though?
Yeah, they get all kinds of diseases.
You, Tyler, we do love not you to death.
Show people, Tyler.
I had to get one in.
Tighten up.
You are loved and affirmed,
but
and you are a valuable part of everything we are. But what in the world was that time?
And mind you, he wants me to. He
white
asked
people
me the
kissing
question.
On squirrels.
He asked me a question. Have I? Because he knows I love animals, which y'all know too.
Have you ever kissed
have
a
I
squirrel?
Ever smooched a rodent? Hell no.
That includes like guinea pigs, hamsters, cute things, not just wild rodents.
Hold on, hamsters considered.
You've kissed a hamster.
You've kissed a hamster.
You love. But
that's
like a
but not like
rodent.
Open mouth.
That's
kiss.
A domestic rodent. Domesticated rodents.
The real question is. Do you kiss stalkers?
I haven't. No. Thank God. Because there's another one that, thank God, I never touched. But, whew. Stay away from anybody that give you them vibes. Dangerous territory, Doc.
Yeah, I got a different connotation. I thought the person was on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were with you. You know, people talk to you. They get ingratiate themselves.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm going to the store. And they go, oh, okay, well. If you don't mind.
Only tag along.
Yeah.
And there was no conversation about her coming anywhere.
I thought you felt bad about saying no, which is why I role played with Aaron. Like, hell no.
It got to that point, but in the beginning it was, oh my God, can I take a picture with you? Da, 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 da. Okay.
See, no. So I'm going to say no.
I thought she never would have got in. But you never know, though. You know, like, we're literally there filming a TV show. And
no.
I'm there on business. I'm with other actors, you know, she was friendly at first. Very normal in the beginning.
No.
It was a normal encounter in the beginning.
No.
But then once we got on the island.
No.
And we walked around for an hour and a half. And then we got back on the boat. And then we went all the way back. And she continued to follow us. See? That's when I started to realize, like, all right, this girl.
If you had said no when I started saying no.
We would have dealt with none of that.
We wouldn't have had those problems.
But I'm not. Not that you would have made you.
That's just.
Not that that would have made you. But for somebody coming up complimenting me and just wanting to be friendly and say hi and in the beginning, like I'd had no reason to do that yet.
Okay, but clearly that's not.
Yeah, I gotta be more careful.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I learned that. Yeah, so I learned that.
Miss he has discernment. Okay. Miss
Oh my God.
Miss can try a
got no stalkers.
With a spirit.
But you about to have some after this show. Some of them fans might be answering
whatever.
These questions. Questionable.
I know a certain spirit when I run into it.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't know it at first. But her spirit changed. It wasn't like that the whole time.
No.
And then it elevated even worse.
Why are you so friendly?
Yeah.
I love people.
Not you.
Oh.
Yeah.
See people? You see? Without even trying.
Golden retriever.
I expose the issue.
But why do people be taking advantage of people that love
see? Why is water wet? Why is light bright? I don't know. It just is.
Why is light bright? I heard that one. I like that one.
You know, I mean, you ask me why. Just say no.
It was crazy.
Say no. Yeah. There's a line in the Old Testament. This applies to you.
I bet it do.
No, it does. It's just going to be a great compliment. Mm-hmm. Prepare yourself.
Okay, here we go.
There's a line in the Old Testament where David, King David, was about to go out into battle. And the soldiers say to him, oh, no, 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 no. You can't go out into battle.
We going for him?
They say, we have to protect the light of Israel. And you are the light of Israel. Mm. You have a light that should be protected.
Mm. I need bodyguards. That's what you're saying? Yeah, I got to invest in some bodyguards.
You know, people, I tried. I really tried. This is Dr. Sean giving up.
You know, I've learned from my celebrity friends.
You need, you can't afford
not yet.
Bodyguards.
When I can, like, that's going to be the first thing I bet you I've invested in.
How about you have discernment?
That too.
And the ability to sort of say,
No.
I'm just not interested.
Yet.
No.
Yeah.
And then it's an extra layer of protection.
That's the first layer. You
get bodyguards.
Bodyguards.
Okay.
Security detail.
Is there anything else?
No, we're going to go to our first break, though.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy.
Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Welcome back, everybody. One of us is not on our phones, and the other one of us is no longer doing that. So, we actually have a show.
Well, you didn't give me time to prepare, so.
Because we, you know.
Y'all see how he do me? Y'all be watching this. We got video evidence of how you be doing me.
I be doing you.
How you be doing me. You heard what I said.
I be doing you. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
Huh. Tyler.
It's an interesting story. I can't wait to hear your take on this one.
Okay.
All right. So according to the LAD Bible, which you always question me about, that is a real publication. According to the LAD Bible.
That's a mess Tyler made up.
The LAD Bible.
Allegedly.
Have you ever heard of Mr. Beast?
Mr. Beast? No, who does that?
He's the most followed YouTuber in the world. He's been for a little while now.
Can you pull him up?
Mm-hmm. You probably wouldn't recognize
what
him.
What does he do?
I mean,
he has a burger spot out here. He's got a bunch of different things going on. You ever seen that guy?
He's a whole brand, man. He's
insane. Like
products. He's always doing these.
He gives a lot of money away to people.
Yeah. Like, why do people care about him?
He's got 200 million subscribers.
200 million subscribers on YouTube.
I got all that. Why do people, what's the big deal?
He does a lot, and he's been making good content for a long time. And he helps people.
What kind of content? He rates food?
I don't even know. He does everything.
Well, he does like
wholesome
ridiculous contests, like challenges, and then he like give these people like tons of money or like cars and all. It's become like kind of this giveaway thing, you know.
Okay.
Funny stuff, blah, 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 blah. Well, he's known for unusual challenges, and he's announced a new one where two strangers will be locked in a room for over 3 months with the promise of $500,000 if they stay. If either leaves the room, the challenge is over, and neither of them receive anything. So you locked in together. And the challenge, it has a room with basic furnishings, no entertainment, and canned food supplies. Critics have called the challenge psychological torture and psychologically damaging. What do you think about this? Do you think this is cruel and unusual? Or, well, first of all, we know people that have sat in places with people for free for a lot longer than 3 months, just to start there. But how long do you think you would last? And would you even attempt this for $500,000 to sit in a room with somebody that you don't know? Could be anybody. And if either of y'all leave, you walking out of that room with $500,000 cash, no tax, cash.
Why are we talking about this person?
Because he's the most popular person to a lot of people in the world.
Next question.
No, it's about more of the situation.
Next question.
If you were locked in a room with somebody.
Next question.
For $500,000, how long do you think you'd make it?
Next question.
You wouldn't do it.
I don't want to talk about
this. It's below your intelligence level.
I'm not giving this guy any airtime on my show.
Why? What's wrong with him? He helps a lot of people.
Next question. He can help somebody on somebody else.
It's just not important to you.
Yeah. This is stupid.
It's dumb.
This is what you do with your platform? Lock people in a room?
This is just one thing he does. He does a lot of other things.
Okay, well.
He's got restaurants.
You merch. And Aaron and Tyler can go on another show and have this conversation.
Next so,
question.
Question.
Thank you.
What would it take?
You know, you're one of those facetious little kids.
Try to find a way to piss their parents off. How can I get in trouble
and
today?
And he runs away to the next room.
You gotta keep going.
I watched a lot of Rugrats, Recess yeah, growing like, up. Those kids were always getting into something.
You know,
but they were clever.
I mean, that is psychological torture.
You think so?
Absolutely. This is stupid.
What if it...
It's stupid.
To somebody that can do it easily, though, it probably wouldn't be.
It's stupid.
Somebody that loves to read like you.
No.
Somebody that loves to write like you. Now, what if the stranger was 6'5", had
okay.
a great tan, a New Orleans accent, okay. and played for the Charlotte Hornets?
Very specific. Everybody plays for the Charlotte Hornets.
It's going to jail.
Are very dysfunctional people. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in Charlotte.
I don't know.
Let's talk about that for a second. Forget whatever this guy is, Mr. Wheat Beast, whatever.
Mr. Beast.
What's
going on in Charlotte? Something in the water out there.
Everybody's getting arrested, banned from the water team. Supply.
Yeah.
You know.
They wilding out. Charlotte and Houston, them two cities.
And Houston's getting rid of all the players. They're shipping them all
shipping
out.
Them to Charlotte.
Josh Christopher got shipped out.
Oh, he's not there anymore?
Yeah, he's with Utah.
Oh, that's an upgrade for him.
Kevin Porter Jr. He done had a little incident.
Little.
Allegedly with his girlfriend.
Allegedly. He allegedly had an incident.
Allegedly.
That's costing him his whole career.
His whole career.
But it didn't happen,
he
apparently.
He got traded to Oklahoma City, who waived him.
Immediate when I saw that headline, they said, that? Look, and they traded him for some actual, you know,
picks.
People.
Yeah, you have our picks, just
but we
take
just
him.
Throw him out,
just take him and fire him.
That was crazy. I ain't never seen that before.
And he, interesting, Houston really gave him a chance,
multiple
because he had a couple of things,
and this was
and they
straw.
Really gave him a chance.
It's the last straw,
you know. But just but what's the common characteristic between Houston and Charlotte?
A lot of strip clubs.
Oh, God. Charlotte doesn't have a lot of strip clubs, does it? How do you know?
Onyx is in Charlotte. There's a bunch of strip clubs in Charlotte.
Okay, I didn't realize this one was a connoisseur.
I'm not a strip club connoisseur, but my friends are.
Okay. Okay, you know what?
All
you know,
my friends are, too.
You know what the other thing, the other thing they have in common? I'm talking about the teams, not the cities. Is that they're stacked with a bunch of 18 to 20-year-olds.
Young kids, yeah.
Right?
This is what you was talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're stacked with a bunch of 18, 19, 20, 21
year olds. Third grade level proficient.
Listen, don't be, and that may, don't, and to the audience.
Some people's heads.
Wait, to the audience, don't think that's a slight.
It's not.
Because I've known a lot of athletes mm-hmm. who were barely proficient mm-hmm. in math and reading, mm-hmm. and they got pushed along because mm-hmm. of what they could do. The point I'm making is this. What the hell's going on in Charlotte?
It's the water, I'm telling you. But a lot of people, they are in places that are very conducive to their delinquent behaviors, too.
Yeah.
And that's the culture in some of these places.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let's say it better. Mm-hmm. They're in places conducive to their impulsive behavior.
Impulsive behavior. Mm-hmm. That's a good way.
Right?
Yeah, it's not healthy for somebody that already loves this stuff to be going into a city with all kind of money.
And money.
Resources.
Let you be more of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you was a freak when you broke.
You're going to be a super freak.
You're going to be a super freak
super
when you
freak.
Get.
Super freak.
Wow.
Super freak.
Let it all out.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Want the best of Mari?
Kevin, you are not...
Want the best of the Steve Wilkos Show? Would you take Dave back if you left Dave?
Want the best of Jerry Springer?
Just download Nosy on your mobile device or stream it on Pluto TV, Samsung TV, or the Roku channel. Until next time, America.
Miles Bridges substance just got arrested again?
First of all, we're not even going to dive into Miles because he got a rap sheet about this
what
long.
What is going on?
I'm telling you. It's the culture, though. And, you know, that they had this whole reputation even with Houston. Remember when James Harden was there talking about how he was always in the strip clubs more than he was doing anything else?
Well, apparently that's what he's still doing.
But that's my point, though.
This turned into a sports show, people.
Think about this.
We're talking sports now.
Exactly.
Bear with us.
But to even think about this, though, and this is going to be on a more serious note, though, to put yourself in a position where you could lose everything that you've worked for that's changed your entire lineage of your family, to risk it for stuff that could only pleasure you for this long, sounds completely absurd. To think that people know that those are the consequences and see other people lose it all doing the same exact things and still
do it.
Brazenly. It blows my mind because think about it. We know the percentage of people that make it to the NBA at all,
yeah.
Let alone the people that get endorsements and become stars in the NBA.
Right.
That percentage is less than 0.01% damn near of all people.
And then these guys will go blow it.
And they'll blow it on something that won't even last a minute.
Because this is what happens when you have a goal
with no,
but no relationship with your reason for accomplishing the goal.
Amen.
Because it's your reasons that keep you ethical. It's your reasons that keep you grounded and maintain your discipline after you get there. I remember one time Kobe said to me, he said, we were talking about whatever. And he said, you know why most people I play against will never be great? I said, why? He said, because they just wanted to get to the NBA.
You told me that, yeah.
Yeah. He said,
and you see it.
And I said, well, what did you want to do? He said, I wanted to be great. I wanted to be the best player in the world.
That ever lived.
He said, there's a difference.
Absolutely.
So most of these guys just wanted to get to the NBA. That's all they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they got there, they put the discipline away. They put the hard work away.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, I made it.
Mm-hmm.
At every,
and that's good enough for
at
them.
At every stage, you start back at zero. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going through this, right?
I'm going through it right now in every stage
1,
of my
2,
life.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. To get to 11, you go back to
zero.
Zero. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
You've leveled
19.
Up, but you got to start over.
To get to 21, you go back to zero.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The integer zero
mm-hmm.
keeps reappearing. And people think that once you get there, I never have to start over. I don't have to reassess.
That's where the work
I don't
begins.
Have to, that's not how it works.
That's where it begins.
And so, and the other thing too is, if you are raised by, surrounded by, influenced by people who encourage you to feed the beast, as mm-hmm. it were, mm-hmm. to give into your immediate gratifications or the desire mm-hmm. for those things, you know, then this is what happens.
Yeah.
It's like giving a kid a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give a 3-year-old gun and be surprised if somebody gets shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. You give a bunch of 19-year-olds millions of dollars.
And no guidance.
And say, well, okay, show up at practice at 3.
Do whatever you want in between.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, this is what happens.
Yeah.
It's not true for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's true for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Ja Morant was just on social media saying...
Twice.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the gun thing.
Mm.
Aaron, you tell me if I'm right. Mm. He was just on social media the other day, or maybe yesterday or today, saying, it's amazing how you get everything you want and you're still not happy. See if you can find that tweet.
I didn't even know.
And you're still not happy.
Yeah. Tell you something. How many people have told us this? And we're bringing this home, by the way, because we run out of time. But
are we?
You're right. Yeah. Wait, but you're
just,
right.
Wait, this just got interesting.
It got really interesting. I don't want it to end.
But yeah, I mean, because that's what happens. That's what happens. The things that feed us or the things that make us better are...
It's not even about better as much as it is the things that we allow to feed us that we know are not lined up with where we ultimately want ourselves to be.
Yeah.
We allow those things to feed us knowing that, all right, if you do have a certain goal or reasons that are there, but you haven't really, you know, made those things concrete and specific and given it much thought to how you're going to get there, a lot of people just let whatever happen because they feel like that's life. They just write it off as life.
Oh, that's life.
Listen, you know, couldn't find it?
Say it one more time.
No, it doesn't.
That was one of the more intelligent things I've heard him say publicly, to be honest.
Well, listen, of course, we root for him.
Absolutely.
He's a
incredible
once in a generation talent.
Mm-hmm. He just had growing up to do.
Yeah, who made a mistake, and that's what we all do. But I think what I see in his situation and what I see in Houston, what I see in Charlotte, is what happens when you're trying to fill a hole with people and things.
We could go on for days about this.
And it don't work. Ultimately, you got to sit down and have a long conversation with something greater than yourself.
Amen.
All right. I think we're done.
I think so, too. That was a good combo, man.
It was. We're done. This is not a break, right?
Nope. I'm putting the
long
iPad break. Down.
All right, people. See you next time here on McMillan and Morrow.
Later.
The content on McMillan and Morrow is provided as commentary on news and current events for entertainment purposes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The savings are scorching during the Red Hot Sale event at Omaha Steaks. Save 50% site-wide on legendary steaks, everyday essentials, and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at omahasteaks.com. Shop now to save 50% site-wide on steaks and more during the Red Hot Sale event at omahasteaks.com. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code HOTSALE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code HOTSALE. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.